The ANC is in the lead, and the ANC was expected to be in the lead. And then the ANC is followed by the DA, which has been the main opposition party. And then the third party would be EFF or the MK party. All these parties have run a very spirited campaign. The EFF has been very strong because despite the ANC running a spirited campaign, it is the very same ANC that has failed the people. And both the EFF and the DA, Democratic Alliance, were able to exploit the failures of the ANC. In that regard, when you listen to young people in this country, they talk about change. This is why this election are seen as a game changers. Actually, for many people, they say the sense of excitement is similar to 1994. And we've seen the expression of that with the number of people who have come out to vote. According to the IEC, they're talking about 60% voters coming out.
Professor, I look at the Electoral Commission map. I see a lot of green representing the ANC and a lot of yellow representing the DA party. I see also red in some parts of the country. Which parts of the country are their strongholds?
Well, the stronghold of the ANC is in the outlying provinces. Province like Limpopo, where the ANC has always gotten above 70%. And at the moment, it's getting around 72. That's the projection. And it could even go higher. It's also northwest. There are outlying areas which are sparsely populated. But the real votes will come from two provinces, or at least three provinces. It will be the Gauteng and the KwaZulu-Natal. Those two constitute almost 50% of the votes. So ultimately, when the tally comes, it will be what happens in those two provinces. And the Western Cape has always been a stronghold of the DA, and it will continue to be a stronghold of the DA. But those who are in the space of projection are beginning to say, in terms of what they see and the pattern, they see the ANC going as far as 42%, followed by the DA at 22%, followed by MK at 13%, and followed by the EFF. Those are the four main parties that may be part of the parties that will form coalitions.
We talked the other day, and you were saying which parties are likely to go into a coalition. And it seemed to me at that time you discounted the EFF going into a coalition with the ANC. Is that still the case?
That's still the case. It depends on whether Ramaphosa is booted out. There are some already within the ANC who are saying Ramaphosa must go after these elections. If that happens, then it will be a game changer in terms of the dynamics within the ANC, because the person to replace Ramaphosa will be the deputy president, who happens to be very close to Julius Malema. So it will be possible if Ramaphosa is booted out. There are some people within the ANC who are very uncomfortable with the idea of the DA and the ANC. But the stalwarts of the ANC and some in the leadership of the ANC are of the opinion that the markets would like to have the ANC to go with the DA. And they are also of the view that if you have the DA, the ANC does not have to have many partners to form a coalition. It will have only one partner. And that partner will have a sizable number, and it will create what they call a stable national government.